Actually, the main thing is that, as we were saying on Wednesday, a person might aspire to be a bishop or a deacon, and maybe he doesn't have all the requirement. As the Bible is asking, we can see in France, in Italy, everywhere, it's hard to find all the requirement as written in the Bible in a person. But that doesn't mean that if there is that desire, that deep desire, that vocation that the Lord or God has put within us, and what you are missing is going to be your desire, and you are going to long for that, asking God to add what you are missing in your life for you to have all the requirement. Amen. It's not always possible for us to reach, to have all the requirement, but we can see everywhere. It's like this. I'm saying that not because I'm thinking to be superior or more than others. And I'm just saying the truth. And we cannot be here trying to say everything is perfect when not, when everything is not perfect. For this reason, our search, or we have to seek to add everything, as Peter is saying, add the virtue, add knowledge, add patience. And each one of us, the servant of God, when he see that the requirement missing, he has to seek, and he must be a continuously seeking of what is missing, and he must go before the Lord and say, God, help me. I see that this thing is still missing. Grant me grace. Hallelujah. And then the Lord is going to see, not just see, but the witness is going to see. And the teaching, in the biblical teaching, is going to be over the person. Then he's going to bear fruits of that teaching. Is that true? Is that right? Amen. For this reason, we cannot play religion. We cannot play religion. The Lord is seeing us and is checking us. I'm not saying these things to do entertainment, but the Lord is checking our heart. He knows what we are thinking and what we are not thinking. He is God. We are just men. For this reason, it's necessary to seek continuously the face of the Lord. We heard it already. How? This one I can't say it before the Lord with the sincerity of my heart, and you are all witnesses. If there was not a guide or a support from God among us and in the midst of this church, this church is supposed to be closed already. Is that true? But God has kept us till today, till now. Why God has kept us till today? Because when God started something, he is going to finish what he started. And the same Lord is going to take care of each member of the body of Christ. He's going to take care of each soul, each brother and sister, for him to reach the maturity, the perfect image of the stature, the perfect stature of man. And Brother Branham used to say, when the sheep are not together, do you know that they are going to be filthy, or to make themselves dirty? But when they are together and they are one next to another, they are going to clean themselves. and the shepherd doesn't have something to clean their wool. But when they are united, the sheep, they are cleaning one another. And the Holy Spirit has to do this thing in the midst of the church. Brother Bruno is a doctor called Patience. And he gave the right name, Patience, because we really need patience. This is not a place to make jokes, but the name Patience is important. When I see patience, I say, you need patience to keep her. I believe all the kids, you need patience for them. So, in having patience brings also supportation. So you have to support or you are trying to remove from your brother's eyes a small thing, but you, in your own eyes you have a big thing there. The Bible say they all are going to be taught by God. Is that true? It's true that God is using men to speak to other men. He can use also an unlearned brother. But he just need to say the right word in the right moment. And that person then will say, yeah, you are right. God, the ways of God are not our ways. They are not our ways. And God is using other ways to educate it. Or to teach the spiritual education. We're talking about the spiritual education. I was talking about it with Brother Carmelo. This spiritual education, all of us, Brother Frank, me, Brother Franco, Brother Bradham, all the apostles, they've been taught. They have a divine education that cannot come from man. It's coming from the teaching of the Holy Spirit to the person. Step by step, the person when he's listening to the word of God, and then is going to get written in his heart, and there is going to be a changement of life, a changement of direction, a changement of thought, and there is a teaching, there is a spiritual education. For this reason, the church, then we reach the maturity, and for this reason also, the Lord is going to present to Himself a bride without blameless, without spot and without wrinkles, because he's building this church in his own likeness. Do you believe that? There is a special education. The parents, they are giving education to kids. Then it's going to stay there. It's a material thing. It's a material things. But then after a while, they're going to school. They're having another kind of education. Also at work. They're getting like education, but the spiritual education coming from God is a special thing. It's something deep. It's something that we have to appreciate when we are listening to Brother Frank. What we listen from him, I'm saying Brother Frank, I'm saying the word of God. When I mean the word of God when I'm saying Frank. From there is coming the teaching. From there is coming the education and the doctrines. In the doctrines, there's love. There is a true love. And now I'm saying that. I'm saying that with all my heart. People are seeking or looking for the true love. But what do you need to have the true love? To have the agapao love? What you need? Obedience to the word of God. Obedience to the word of God and faith in that obedience, then you are going to fulfill the requirement that God is asking you toward me and me toward you. And the agape love is inside, is within. You cannot hate your brother. You cannot do harm to your brother. You cannot do something and say something and do something else. It's impossible. It's impossible. Because if it's so, that means something is wrong in you and we are hypocrite. That's before people, we are religious, but behind, we are another person. what happened in this end time, and we have realized it, there's a divine reality. There's a true education, the spiritual education, that is teaching well the body of Christ or the church, the bride of Christ, where everyone is taught by God. Let us read some scriptures. Let us sing a song and then read the scripture. What is important is that when I'm saying all of us must be submitted to the word of God. Amen. Amen. And if we all are submitted to the word of God, we are submitted to God. We are submitted to his love, to his grace, and to his power. We are submitted to all. And I do not know how to say. And God then is going to be well pleased to have an educated child. He's going to be well pleased to have a son educated in his way. Look at Moses. Moses grew up with the son of Pharaoh. They received the same education. But inside Moses, there was something special. You see, for this reason, election is attached to this teaching, to this spiritual education. Election is attached to that. I'm saying that with all my heart before God. Before this Bible, I'm saying that Moses wasn't elected because God has chosen him. Even though he has education from Pharaoh, but within him there was something special. And God, after 40 years, he's staying in Egypt 40 years. And then God has brought him out where he educated him. Then he sent him to take out his people. May the Lord this morning educate us, and for us also to be submitted, all of us, for and this body of Christ to be submitted, not to a man, but to Jesus Christ, the Spirit, the Lord, and the Word. Let us sing a song, then we start. Let us sing a song of adoration and our thanksgiving. Oh, what a love Jesus is bringing us. Number 180. Let us sing the number 180. Let us rejoice in the Lord. In French, this song is What a Quel ami fidèle et tendre nous avons Jésus-Christ. What a faithful friend and tender we have in Jesus Christ. Oh, what a love that God is bringing us. Come on, brothers, let us go to God. Let's tell him everything. Oh, what a trials and temptation. And how Saul have to fight. Come on, Braden. Let's go to God. Let's tell him everything. What a friend. He's faithful. come on, brothers, let us go to God and telling everything. We are brothers, and is it hard for us to travel? The one who has God always win. Let us tell him everything. If our friends forsook us, we want to stay with Jesus. Come on, brothers, let us go to God and tell him everything. Hallelujah. Everything to tell to the Lord. We want to tell him or bring to speak to him once again this morning with our honesty or sincerity of our heart. We present once again ourselves before God, and we believe he speaks to us and he has already spoken to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this blessing that you have already given us through your word, and how you want to bring us forth through your word for us and for you to glorify your wonderful name. You are the head of the church. You are the one taking care of our heart, and we all, even though sometimes we forgot, even if we don't see what you are doing, but you are the one taking care of us, taking care of our lives. You died for us. You rose for our justification. You opened a way for us to come to you. No one can come to you if you don't call him first. For this reason, again this morning, we are realizing your presence in our midst. And everything is under control of your Holy Spirit and under your control of your word. Let us be realized. Let us realize for us to give you adoration and to have that joy that you have redeemed us. And we being here present before thee with one soul submitted to you, submitted to the chief of the church. Visit our heart once again now. Also for the brothers following online, visit our heart. Let us pay attention to what you are going to say and what you are going to do, and the action of the Holy Spirit in our lives to be an action that is coming directly from God to his people, to each one of us. Oh Lord, yes, do it once again today. Speak once again to us. Glorify your name. Heal the sick. You are still the same. And you never fail. Your word is a living God, living word, and is still working, and you never change. Lord of glory, visit each one of us in this moment in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Let us read a passage of the scripture in the book of Isaiah 54. Speaking yesterday with my brethren, this passage came in under my eyes, and I wanted to meditate upon it. And this word has given me, he inspired me to bring this preaching this morning, and each one of us is going to be taught by God. May God grant us grace. We have to read all the chapter, but there's no time. I exhort you to read it home. This chapter 54 is not speaking just about Israel, but it's speaking also about the church, about us, about the spiritual Jerusalem. concern us, concern each one of us. And we can read from verse, there are a lot of words, wonderful words. We can read from verse 11. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stone with fair colors, and lay thy foundation with sapphire, and I will make thy windows of a gate, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stone, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terrors, and for it shall not come near thee. May God help our heart, and grant us necessary faith to appropriate these words, or this passage of the scripture. Verse 15, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created a smite that blot the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth in the instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is for me, say the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the church. The church, and we are the church. You see, it's something glorious, it's something important. And I'd like to read another scripture in the New Testament. There is a possibility. Here we know he's speaking about Revelation. Revelation chapter 21. Revelation 18 about New Jerusalem. I'd like to read another passage in book of Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 10. Let's read Hebrew chapter 10. There's also Hebrew chapter A. But before to let you see it, let's start with Hebrew chapter 10. Let's read from verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemy be made his footstool. For by one offering he had perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, say the Lord. I'll put my laws into their hearts, and in their mind I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of this is, there is no more offering of sin. Amen. Amen. Time is now. Time is now. For the Lord to engrave his law, his word in our heart. And he's doing it. He's doing it with his own finger, where the same way it's done with Moses when he gave the 10th commandment. He's doing it straight or directly with his Holy Spirit and with the revelation that he's giving to the word for you to seal in your heart. Is the moment now. This word is for now. They all are going to be taught by God. God is teaching his church. Do you believe that? I believe perfectly that with all my heart. For this reason, I cannot say that the Lord did not speak to you. No one in the world can say that. Can't say before God, you did not inform me. You did not speak to me. You did not inform me about justification. You did not tell me about the remission of sin. No one can go before God and say so. Have you understand it? It's impossible. these are the thoughts coming from a man's mind. It's gonna say, no one ever taught me that. May God grant us grace to realize what He's doing. For this reason, time are getting near. The Lord is speaking straight, directly to a person. Is in the Old Testament, God was speaking. In the Old Testament, God was speaking for His people. But in the New Testament, Jesus Christ is speaking to His church, because only His church is going to listen to Him, is going to obey, and is going to hear His voice. And He's going to say, thank Lord for what you are showing me is a divine reality. For this reason, when the world is saying all your children are going to be taught by God and their peace is going to be great, is something that is there already. Is that true? Let us reflect a little bit upon it. If each one of us is taught by God, I'm speaking about the church, why still there are division? Why still are separation? Why still are problem? We are still our people not happy. People are not satisfied. Situation that are bringing to strange thoughts. Why still those things are in the church? That means not all of us are taught by the word of God. That means there's another teacher. Look at Jacob and Esau. Look a little bit. Both of them, they received the same education of Isaac, or also of Rebecca. But it's about something in the heart. Why Jacob has reacted differently when we compare to Esau? And now, who is going truly to be taught by God? Are you there? Hallelujah. Jacob has received the teaching. Even though he was a weaker one, it seemed like Esau was an action man, but within Jacob there was something, as we heard this morning again, within us there is something special, something different, where the teaching is sealed and the growing. Then the witness is going to be a living witness. When there is a true teaching, the fruits are real and they are manifest. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit, as we spoken this morning. When there is a true teaching, when this true teaching is touching the heart that God has predestinated and God has opened, because not all are predestinated to receive it, because the teaching is coming, but someone is taking it differently than other person. But God now wants at this moment for each one of us to receive this teaching in the same way. In the same way, there are gatherings, there are assemblies. The Lord is saying, okay, but we have to receive this the same teaching that is coming straight from God. This is thus say the scriptures. If I'm wrong, if you see that what I'm saying is wrong, tell me. Are you there? You see? Hallelujah. I was talking about Jacob and Esau. Let's see David and Saul. Check the teaching that David has. I'm just saying these things to put a base. Then we read other scriptures. David, the teaching, they were ten children. There were 10 or 12 children in his family. Among all his brethren, some of the brothers, they were already with Saul. They were fighting with him. But the teaching that David has received, for him, it was okay. He was defending the sheep. He was fighting against the lion, against the bear. He was playing the harp. There was something in David. He was praising the Lord. He was giving thanksgiving to God. It was different than the teaching that other brothers has received. It was different. For this reason, when he went when he wanted to fight and Saul wanted to give him all the armor, he said, I cannot take this thing. I cannot put this this thing, because it was heavy, because that's armor, it was coming from a man. It was something of a man, created by man. It was a denomination. David wanted to be free. And he knew whom he believes and where he received the teaching. Then he went directly to fight against Goliath, him being small. You see the difference. That is the difference of teaching. For this reason, God is modeling us, and he formed already the church or the bride who is bringing in his likeness, and this bride is without blame and is going to bear fruits, and is going to bear fruits for this teaching to come out, to be manifest step by step. And we can read in John 14, if I'm not wrong, should be in John 14, from verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. So Jesus being present with you, by the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So the teaching, once is inside, what take heed, my friends. May God bless and strengthen our the faith in our heart. When the teaching is coming, is going to remain inside. I cannot remember all things that the Lord has given me or taught me, but when I need them, the Lord is going to take off is and reveal it to me. Have you understood it? Let us read it again. I'm going to read it again for you. By the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, will show you. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. So there is a remembrance. So when there's something to you find yourself in a situation, there is this thing that is going to call back what you have in you, and that teaching is come back because you is inside you. You receive it and it's sealed, and it's going to come out and to be manifest, and then it bring you forth according to the teaching of the scripture. Amen. And it's going to form you continuously to the image of the one who has given you this teaching. This is the point. The teaching that God is giving you is to form you in his likeness, to form the bride in the bride that he desires, the member of his body, the way he wants them, according to his word, according to the perfection that he desires. He desires. God has to grant us grace, and I believe God is going to grant us grace. Let yourself be modeled by God. Let the teaching of God to come inside. There's another passage here in John chapter 6. This word is important. No one can come to me. Verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which had sent me draw him. Draw him. So he's attracting him. draw him. Have you never thought about this word, to consider this word, draw? If you become a Christian, if you became a Christian, it's because God has called you. And if you consider this word, just this word, you have to say thank God. You have to thank God. Because in my family, I'm sorry about that. There's my mom, my father being baptized, even though he did not follow really the church as he was. And all the rest, they stay like this. This is the election of God, is the choice of God. And if it's the choice of God, it's the grace that God has given you. And this thing, you have to catch it. You have to say, God, you are the one who called me. It's not a church. It's not a man. Even though I have heard a message or a gospel by Brother Frank or by Brother Branham, but you are the one who called me. Before to get inside me, in my heart, you came, you break through. There was already something in me. And if I stop just here to think about that, I'm going to thank God for what he has done. His grace is his strength. How could I betray you, Lord? How can I do something that displeases you? Or I'm please you. And it's written, I will raise him up at the last day. This is the consequence. This is the consequence of believing on the teaching. It is written in the prophet, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that had heard and had learned of the Father, come unto me. To whom? Unto who? To Jesus, because it's Jesus who is speaking here. Not that any man had seen the Father, save in which is of God, he had seen the Father. Do you see the revelation? There is a revelation inside. There is a call. There is a call and an election. For this reason, the teaching, we must be all taught by God, because there is an election that is coming first. And the Lord then is touching the heart and taking the heart, and is not going to leave or to forsake that heart anymore. For this reason, no weapon made against thee, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. For this reason, this teaching, when you have a right teaching, the fruits are real and they are evident and manifest. This is the thought that came in my heart when I was reading the scripture. This is how the spiritual teaching is coming or comes. It comes with the teaching that God is giving us. We do not want to be those who those who are eating and they're forgetting. At the moment, it seems like you take it, then it comes the birds, it comes the birds, it hit the seed, because you did not catch it, or you did not believe it properly, you did not accept it. You just need to read Matthew 13 and to see what is taking place. For this reason, then your maturation is going to be low. Sometimes it's not even there. There are some breathing, listening, but they are still at the same place, at the same point. Why? Because the birds are eating the seed. Is that true? There is no a roots. There is not a ceiling. There is not something that is inside keeping you. And they also forgetting that God has also called them and God has elected them or chosen them. And this becomes serious. For this reason, we have to insist over this. a passage of the scripture that always touch me is in Deuteronomy 32. In the book of Deuteronomy 32. Let us read it. Deuteronomy 32. And there is also Deuteronomy 29. For this reason also Peter under the anointment, under the Holy Spirit, he say he's not the flesh and the blood, but it's my Father in the heavenly place that revealed to you that it was coming from heaven, it was coming from above, and it's something that's penetrated the heart. And to Peter, when he received it, he remained in him, even though at that time he was not really, he was not realizing what he was saying, because the next moment he did something that the Lord has to say, then stay behind me, Satan, your ways or your thoughts are not the thoughts of God, because Peter was not yet unrooted in the word of God or in the scripture. For this reason, certain things happen. But it was an inspiration coming from God to reveal him, the man Jesus. We can read Deuteronomy from 29. The secret things belongs unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belongs unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. The secret things belongs unto the Lord our God, so they remain there. The second part, those things are revealed, but those things which are revealed belongs unto us and to our children forever, forever. And they are in your heart. They are still there. I remember things of 30 years ago. I remember them, not because there's something that's special happened in my life, but they are still there. Those things, they are there. I know when the first time when I was reading the brochure of Brother Branham or Brother Frank, I know what entered inside, and the store was big, and also thirsty, the thirst and the anger was great. For this reason, a lot of things I stored them inside me, and till today I have them. I still remember them. Then the second part, that we may do all the words of this law. So the fruits of what you learn. Deuteronomy 32. There's a difference. The Lord had touched my heart about the revelation. I want to talk about this topic, revelation. This revelation, as we read on Wednesday about revelation, then during the week, the Lord has touched my heart about this topic, about this subject, revelation. Here, Deuteronomy 32, verse 38, here is talking about is the song of Moses that is singing for the Lord. When Moses said to the Lord, let me see your glory, and as each one of us today would like to see God and to see him face to face, and we know that this is going to happen soon. We are going to see him the way it is. Already now, we'd like to touch a little bit. Moses has seen him, because the Lord, in the in the hollow of his hand, in the hollow of the rock. He hidden him there. Moses entered truly in the revelation. For this reason, he could speak to the people and giving them orders. For this reason, the Lord was speaking face to face to Moses. Was speaking to Moses face to face. He was speaking directly to Moses, and Moses was speaking to him. And when he was going out, we heard also that on Sunday by Brother Frank. And after going out, he used to put a veil on his face. But today the veil is not there anymore. But it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing when we can adore the Lord, thank the Lord, or not only bringing our request, but also thanking him and adoring him for what he has done, because it's important and God loves to be adored and to bring before him thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And here is talking about it, about that. Brother is reading Deuteronomy. We have to realize which is the rock, the revelation, the word, where we were unrooted, if it's the genuine one coming from God or is a copy, or is a copy and past. Are you there? If it's the genuine rock, the Lord is not going to send his word and then coming to him void without accomplishing what he has sent it for. For this reason, this word must touch and must do something. If it's coming from God, and it must teach according to the will of God, according to the thoughts of God. This is glorious. This is wonderful. How many rocks are around us? But are you sure that your rock is the right one? Are you sure that your rock, even my breathing that are following, the families, are you sure that where you are standing is right? Is truly where the revelation of God is coming directly in your heart and speaking to your heart and transforming you according to the likeness of God? This teaching must provoke or must bring this. If it's not bringing this transformation, we have failed. We can read also in book of Timothy, in 2 Timothy, Brother Frank always refer himself to this word, where in here's 80, we were there with Brother Barilier. I'm saying it not to be pride on myself. I'm saying it to because I'm a witness, and what is coming today from Crawford, the teaching is coming from Crawford, is the teaching is coming from God. It's true that they are weekly preaching, but when the word is coming out of the mouth of God, it's a teaching coming straight directly from God. This word of 2 Timothy, the brother received it in Marseille. We were there, me and the other brother. We slept down in the church, and brother went over the stairs. He went in the room, and he's there where the Lord has revealed him this word. because the brethren, the night before, some brethren has asked him, Brother Frank, for you, what are the seven thunders, are they revealed? And Brother Frank did not have an answer. And the next day, then God has spoke to him. And Brother Frank always read this, this scripture. It's important. You see? I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, what shall judge the quick and the dead in his appearing and his kingdom. Every verse. Preach the word, be instant and season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrines. All these things are included in the word of God. And they are included in the word of God for all of us. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrines. We heard about long-suffering this morning. And doctrines. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrines, but after their own lust shall they weep, shall they heap themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. This is about me and you. Hallelujah. He's speaking about church. He's speaking about the church. Endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Just a little bit here. Just to tell you, I wanted to read another verse in the book of Timothy. I'm going to tell you right now. I want just to show you through different. Let's first read in the book of John 7:16. I wanted to tell these things, what the Lord has said to his disciple and to those who are listening to him. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but is that send me. He did not say my word. He said my doctrine. Because the doctrine, there is a doctrine. There are different doctrines. Pentecostal doctrines. Lutheran doctrines. There are different doctrines. There are also doctrines for those who are working in the government. Doctrine for those who are working in the parliament. Each one of us, they have doctrines, the personal doctrines. And it's so. But here the Lord is speaking about my doctrine. So there is his doctrine. Watch out. Take heed. Because in the doctrines, there is a love of God. In the doctrine, there is a true love of God. If the doctrine is of God, God is love. Hallelujah. Love is, God is love. We are going to read it. It's this that I wanted to read. If someone want to do, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that send him, the same is true. And no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? You see what Jesus was saying. His doctrine was a true doctrine. Let's go back to Timothy. This one is important. Let's go in Timothy. Second Timothy 3:16. All the scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:16. We can read from verse 14. Here is Paul exhorting or giving force or strength to Timothy. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God, all the scripture, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected truly, furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. It's a doctrine. It's the doctrine of God. The doctrine is the word of God. We can read also Timothy chapter 1 Timothy. Can read in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 3. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. What's the meaning of this? According to the love of God. That means according to the word, the love of God. This is the word. This is the writing. The doctrine that God has given is the right guidance to lead the Christian in the submission and in the full faith in Jesus Christ. We are speaking about doctrine, about the word. I'll be grateful before the Lord if you take this word seriously, because it's important. If a man teach otherwise and consent not to all some words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, is pride, knowing nothing but doting about question and strife of word, wealth, commit and vice strifes, railing, evil, submissing, perverse, disputing of men of corrupt mind, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. For such withdraw thyself. Doctrine is the love of God. God in his love has brought out the teaching. They all are going to be taught by God. You see how this word is completed. For this reason, we have to listen. We have to hear. The man shall not live by bread only, but by all the word that proceed out of the mouth of God. We have to hear the word of God, the teaching, for us to grow healthier. The family are going to be corrected and put in their right place. The husband, the wife, child, everyone is put at his place. For this reason, at the end of end time, this thing has to take place fully in the bride of Christ, for all things to be according to the doctrine of God. Why? Because the Pentecostal denomination, they deny the authority of the word of God. That teaching that's come forth Jerusalem in the past years, this teaching has been destroyed, but God has restored this word through this message, through this word that God has given us, and he has put everything at his place. This is the right position of the believer. This is the right teaching to receive. And when the teaching is coming in your heart and is sealed in your heart, no one, no evil, no demon can remove this teaching that you have inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe with all your heart? May God strengthen us in faith. This is words of the scripture that are sealed in our heart. 1 Timothy 4:13. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 13. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. These are fruits that are coming out of the teaching. The love, the long suffering. You see, what I really learned from the Lord at the beginning, maybe I said already that when I used to, I supposed to go and take the sister were living in the hill. Some sister, they came. I used to go like 30 kilometers to pick up the sisters. And from there, then go to Lausanne. And I never thought in my life, to ask them the petrol money. I never even thought about it for them to pay the petrol or the fuel. And when the brother Barillier went there was a pastor to exhort the church. As he was not there, there was a pastor. I used to go and take this brother. And this brother, when he has seen me putting fuel, he say, "But are you going to put fuel?" And I tell him, "Yeah, I'm going to put fuel." And the brother told me, "The church has to give you the money that you are spending." For me, it seems new. This thing, because I never heard it. I never even thought about such a thing. I never thought that for the lift I was giving to people, someone supposed to give me money or something. All this to tell you that when you believe in the Lord or when you go to the Lord, you are like a virgin. There are things that cannot come in your mind. And that thing really stumbled me. I was fresh and I was wondering, I said, is it possible for me to say to the church or to Brother Barili to give me money for the fuel? Why am I saying this? Because when God puts something in your heart, if it's of God and you have given yourself to Christ, not to the church, Are you following me? To the church, not to Brother Barillier, not to a pastor. You have given yourself to Christ. So automatically, those things are coming themselves. They're coming by themselves. Are you there? Your gift, the gift of yourself towards other people. So you are a gift for other people. So you don't have to think about But here I want to tell you, in the heart of the believer, when you come to the Lord, you give yourself fully, completely. May God grant us grace. For this reason, I'm speaking about this here. The brother is reading again, Timothy. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. 1 Timothy 4 from 14 to 16. I always say, if one die, we all were dead. It's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. We have to live for the one who died for us. How we are going to live for him? How are we going to live for the one who died for us? All what we heard today is about that. Long suffering, believing that, submitting yourself to the other. The same way that you believe that the blood of Jesus remove all your sins and forgive you, you have to believe also for your brother and your sisters. If you don't believe in that, maybe at time you are going to fall, but then you think about it later. Hallelujah. The same blood that has saved me, that has purified me, is the same blood that has done the same work to my brother. And then the church is going to be united, and submission is going to be evident. Obedience is going to be evident. I did not touch the prophetic word, but God has esteemed us worthy to receive the revelation of Jesus Christ at this end time. He esteemed us worthy, not because we are worthy, but himself, because himself, before the foundation of the world, the Lamb of God was already slain for me. And as we read in the teachings, God knows, and he came in with assurance, and the Spirit of God, he came and he called Franco Forestieri, because the Spirit of God knew that I had to answer yes. Because God cannot accept a rejection. Do you believe that? And if you believe so, your faith has to be strengthened in this. Because God cannot accept a rejection. He knows everything and is the omnipresent. He knew already. That's the teaching that He would have given us, and the one who has received it, he would have come to Christ, would have come to him, and would have come to the conclusion of the word of God or the plan of God. Are you there? For this reason, there are still a lot of passages of the scripture about revelation, but I want to stop here. It's necessary to have the right teaching. The pillar of fire could tell to Paul, it's hard for you to fight against me, and for this reason I have chosen you to work for me, to do my job. For this reason you were born. And if we realize this election, we realize that God has spoken to us, and it's true that we would like to see him face to face, but he has already spoken to us by revelation in our heart and through his word. And so we have to obey to his word and to submit ourselves to his word, glorifying his name and living according to the word of God. Amen. Let us stand. Do not forget to read Isaiah 54. He's speaking about the bride of Christ. is to know that the at the same time the church is taking back everything that the devil has taken, or the Lord is taking everything that the Lord the devil is touched and is taking all his people back. Let us sing the Dieta Certezza. Blessed assurance. May God give us this deep assurance for us to live in, for us to live in truth, in the word. Blessed assurance of Jesus. What a sweetness. I have the heaven down here. I'm reborn. I'm free. God bought me. And I have his forgiveness. Jesus guides me. I have no anxieties. If I trust in him, I will win. Jesus guides me. I have no anxiety. If I trust in him, I'll win. The Holy Spirit brings from heaven the great love of the King of Kings. It is my story. It is my song. All the glory to Christ my God. It is my story. It is my song. All the glory to Christ my King. I will always do his will. Then I will enjoy the peace in my heart. I always want to look up here or up there because I'm safe with Jesus. It is my story. It is my song. All glory to Christ, my King. It is my story. It is my song. All glory to Christ, my God. Amen. The third verse, I take it from me, is a special verse. I submit myself to my Lord. My joy is in his love. We are waiting for him. We are waiting for him. And we believe that he's not going to tarry. A little bit of time, that's the one who has to come, will come. I believe that with all my heart. It's true that Brother Frank has taken that word of Luke about Simeon. He has taken it for him. He has taken the word of Matthew 24 verse 14. He has taken it for him also. You see? we have to take also the word of God for us, and he's not tarrying to come. He's preparing his church. We have to, or his bride. We have to say Maranatha. All the word is for us. Yes, Brother Frank has taken this word for him because years are gone, and the Lord has blessed him. The Lord has blessed also us, and everywhere is sown. It was a blessing. The church were formed, and groups were there, and still today they are there. And we can see he's still going forward. And also to tell you that each word of God is our. May the Lord strengthen us in faith. I submit myself. Let us submit ourselves to Christ, the Word. And may he watches out of our... May watch out, watch over. May he watch over each one of us. Small, big, let us exhort ourselves to be prisoners of Christ where he can speak to us. Hallelujah. Let us bow our head. And once again to Sister Carmela, who is missing today, but we believe that he's listening. Also, Sister Angela, may God bless them, and all those who are in the needs, those who are tired, those who are fragile and weak, may the Lord grant grace. He's the one taking care, and he knows what he's doing, and he knows how to do it. And for all of us also, if we believe that God is the one who built this church, who called each one of us, we believe that he's going to finish his work in our midst. Do not let us become weak in faith, but strengthen our faith, realizing that you are our guide, you are our support, and you sustain us. Where every wall has to be broken and removed, and where the road is going to be, as is written Isaiah 40 verse 3, the messenger of the last age, he came for the same thing. God, grant us grace to stay in that path, the path that you have trod, when no one else can remove us from your hand. For us to make you your life to be in us, and to have the authority that comes from you, and to say no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Visit our heart once again, touch them. And speak to us your words, and the words were spoken, and your word was announced. May, O Lord, you seal this word in us and grant us grace to live, to desire this word and to live it, and for us to be a true witnesses for the grace that you have given us, to listen or to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Strengthen our faith and bless our heart. The young people, may you grant them grace for them to grow in justice. Let them grow among the faithful of your word, among the believers, for them to see who are you and how you living in the midst of your church, for them to realize this and to be emerged in this sanctification and in this grace. Grant us grace to be submitted to your word. Bless every soul here present, and also those who are missing, breathe and following online, and those who will listen. May let the refreshment to be there the Holy Spirit to speak to the heart directly, to transform them, to strengthen them, and to bring them to the perfect stature of Christ, where each one of us or all of us are waiting for your return. And we're waiting you in the same position, in the same way. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of this morning. Thank you for the opening of the heart and for the liberation of the freedom of the heart, where you are submitting everything to you. You are the Father of all, the Father of all spirit. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this morning. We can't just thank thee and adore thee and saying, Lord, you have done a great things. You have done a great thing in my life and in our lives, where no one can remove it anymore. And it's still inside me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing. May you tender our hearts. Put your thoughts in our heart. Put that necessary faith to destroy all authority, all everything that is going to be raised against thee, for your life to be manifest, for your fruits to be forth, to go forth and to grow forth, and for the church to be renewed, and the testimony that you are in our midst. By that, they will know that you are my disciple. It's not just a word, but it's a divine reality. We believe it with all our heart when we love one another in truth. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.